Hey guys, what's happening? There wasn't a lot to report yesterday, which is why there wasn't a show. Very surprising for the weekend, but it's only 11 days until the Premier League returns, so there's no way I'm gonna die of boredom on the weekends anymore. A huge deal has gone through earlier today, and this is also
the top story of the day.
It's great hearing that after a week, isn't it? Such has been the lack of sporting action. Let's do it again.
The top story of the day
is that Manchester United have signed Nemanja Matic from Chelsea for a whooping £40 million. The Serbian has signed a 3-year deal with the Red Devils. I say whooping because Matic turns 29 in a few days and he looked average last season and the season before that as well. Maybe he might resurrect under Mourinho again, new club, new challenge. But I think Chelsea have done extremely well to sell an unwanted player for £40 million. This deal got me thinking about how much have all the Premier League clubs spent in this transfer window. Surely it's got to be around the 1 billion mark if it hasn't crossed the 1 billion mark. Tell you what, I'll do a show on this very soon. Maybe tomorrow itself, if there isn't a lot to cover. Another interesting piece of information I came across today is that from the upcoming season, the ABBA format would be used for penalty shootouts. So that wouldn't be a normal penalty shootout where team A takes the penalty shootout first for the first 5 kicks and then team B. So in the ABBA format, team A would take the first penalty and then in the second penalty they would take it second and then first again and then second. So basically, this means that there won't be any added pressure for the team going second. I think that's an interesting move. But of course, the ABBA format is only for the EFL tournaments. So I think that covers the Championship, League 1, League 2, and also the Capital One Cup, which falls under the EFL. So that's going to be an interesting one to see. Let's wait and watch and see how it goes. Moving on to cricket. England absolutely swept aside South Africa in third test and won by 239 runs. It was a memorable debut for Toby Rowland Jones, who got 8 wickets, 5 of which were there in the first innings. Moeen Ali also got a hat-trick, and the special thing about this hat-trick was that it came towards the end of South Africa's fourth innings, and that too the last 3 wickets. So he got his first 2 wickets in the last 2 balls of his over and the last wicket on the first ball of his next over. There were also 4 golden ducks in the South African innings. Captain Du Plessis, Warren Philander, Morne Mokkel and Kagiso Rabada. 4 golden ducks in 1 innings. You don't see that too often. Anyways, that's all I've got for today, guys. Thanks for tuning in and see you all tomorrow.